Hey, Kirk. You ready to talk some fantasy football?
I am very much so ready.
You sound it.
Yeah.
All right, good. Hey, so we're just continuing with the previews for the multi-year Dynasty League, which, again, is not a Dynasty League. We have three teams left to go, and today we're going to talk about quick hits. Just as a recap, multi-year Dynasty League is a keeper league to where we started 3 years ago with a $200 auction draft done on Yahoo. The only rules are that, well, it is a keeper league. You can keep as many teams as you want. The only rules are that every year, each player's value from the previous year's draft goes up a little bit. And as long as you stay under that $200 budget the next year, then you're good. So we are going to talk about, unfortunately, one of the teams, and that is Quick Hits. But before we go into that, we got some big news to talk about.
Yeah, you want me to brag about this? Because I can.
Well, I want you to talk about that news story first before we move on. But yeah, a couple big things on the news front to talk about. Go ahead.
Being a new podcast, it's rare to be so accurate about predicting what's going to happen prior to the big national media revealing it. Greg has already, shown his skills in predicting what's going to happen, and I have as well. I think it was about 4 days ago or 5 days ago, I revealed that Cleveland signed a new quarterback who is a rookie by the name of Brogan Roback. And just today, it hit the national media that he has been signed. So I don't know how they're so far behind me, but they must be, they must have to clear my sources to make sure that I was right before printing the story. So another win for fantasy football.
Yeah, actually, more impressive than that, the article on NBC Sports Pro Football Talk says that the team actually just announced it today. So, Kirk, you were actually 4 or 5 days ahead of the team actually knowing that they were going to sign Brogan Roback.
Yeah, they didn't even know.
Yeah, and you know, people may be asking why we're actually talking about that, but it is a Cleveland quarterback, so it is fantasy relevant because any quarterback that is on that team, he will play this year.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. That is not a question.
Yeah, he will. Here, the path of that quarterback will be as follows. He will be cut. He will not be signed by another team. He will go to the practice squad, which then in week 3 or 4, he will have to be signed to the roster in order to fill in a spot for the injured Baker Mayfield, because he would have been the fourth or the third quarterback to go down. At that point, Charlie Whitehurst would be signed as well to back up Brogan Roback. And
you're going to hear that they really like him there.
Yes.
Really like him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good. Well, moving on, Kirk, we have another huge news story.
Okay.
I did not talk to you about this in the pregame show and in the prep for the show.
Okay.
Because, and I'll tell you, I've known about this for a couple hours now. But we have breaking news on the multi-year Dynasty League front.
Oh.
There has been a trade.
A trade.
Yes. Typically, I put these out in a breaking news text message, but I thought what would be more appropriate than breaking the news here on the Fancy Boys podcast?
More people will be aware of this than if you would have done it the other way.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah. People, yeah. You can't ignore this international podcast,
right?
Like you can my text messages. All right. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
All right. So a trade involving Hideo Johnson and Bad Hombres.
Oh.
Hideo Johnson just traded away Julio Jones and Nelson Aguilar to my team, Bad Hombres, for Zach Ertz, Cooper Kupp, and Josh Doctson. What are your reactions?
Cooper Kupp. Who's the other one?
Zach Ertz and Josh Doctson.
Wow. So you've absorbed $51 and you
$51. Correct. And he has taken 35.
Okay.
All right. I have 16 extra dollars that I took on. And I now have two receivers.
Well, I mean, that changes our evaluation of who he's going to keep and drop, which is he probably won't keep any tight end at that point and just roll with Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great trade for you.
Yeah,
you're back in the market with a wide receiver, a good wide receiver.
Well, I'll tell you, I feel great right now.
Yeah,
you know, I've got Le'Veon Bell, who's a top, I think, three running back guaranteed. I have Julio, who I think is a top five receiver. Last year, he didn't show that, but I also had wide receiver depth. Cooper Kupp at the time before this trade was the only receiver I was going to keep. I was not going to keep Josh Doctson.
Uh-huh.
So I now have Julio and Nelson Aguilar as two receivers I can keep. Zach Ertz, it was painful letting go of him, but I have Trey Burton, which is why I felt comfortable letting go of Zach Ertz. But, you know, the other thing, though, is this makes Hyjo Johnson pretty formidable, because tight end was a huge gap for him. But, I mean, I think his receiver core is obviously a lot weaker now. Nelson Aguilar actually finished one spot above Cooper Kupp in points per game last year. So I feel like Nelson Aguilar may be a step up from Cooper Kupp. Yeah, we'll see. But I feel very good about it. I don't know how the rest of the league will feel about it, though. I'm sure there will be one team who complains about it.
Yeah, I don't think in our talks when you and I were going back and forth, I don't think I could have given you a trade that well.
Yeah, so, yeah, you are weak at tight end. I was trying to give you a tight end for my team because you are stacked at wide receiver, which was obviously my weakest position. I don't think you were willing to give up.
No.
What he did for that. So.
No. That does make his roster look a little bit better to trade with, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
now that he has a glaring hole at wide receiver.
Yeah. 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 And has plenty of running backs. So
exactly.
Oh, very good. Hopefully that will help you and me.
Hey, yeah. Let's chip away at that team, because going into it, they were looking like one of the more formidable opponents.
Yeah. I can give them some people to ruin that.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I'd say I'm on seventh heaven right now, and I couldn't be happier. I feel so much better going into this next season. Now let's just hope that these two don't get hurt in the preseason.
Yeah. Don't worry. You'll be ranked as, or expected to finish 13-0. And
yes,
you'll be.
Yeah. So just so everybody knows, two seasons ago, I was projected to go 13-0, in this league. I went 6-7. And missed the playoffs. Yeah. So then I traded away all my good players. And then the teams I traded, I think I single-handedly built up Adam and team to where they both were in the money last year.
And Tom.
And Tom. I gave him Antonio Brown. Exactly right. So my teams basically took first, second, and third place last year. So there you have it. Wow. Big news.
Congratulations.
Big news. Yeah. So
hold on a second. Hey, Gabe, do you think maybe you could, when this gets edited, put in a cool soundbite for the trade? Do you think you could do that? Can you? Uh-huh. All right. He's giving me a weird look, so okay. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. His job won't depend on it, but it certainly won't encourage a raise. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
And we're not going to start paying him now.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, big news. Big news on the fantasy front.
Wonderful.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to ask one question before we get into quick hits. And obviously, you know, as much time as we're spending before getting into quick hits team, obviously there's not a lot to talk about with his team. So we need to fill some time here. But I wanted to ask you, Kirk, and if there was ever an NFL play or a play in a single game, what was the most memorable play that affected the outcome of one of your fantasy football contests?
Well,
if that sticks out to you at all.
I did some thinking on this, and it didn't just affect me. It affected our entire league that we're talking about right now. Last year, going into the final game, going into the playoffs, I required a certain number of points. And the game that it involved was a Cincinnati game. I don't remember who they were playing. It was probably like the Ravens or something like that. But it was that one game to where AJ Green was my final player. And I think he needed, let's just go with like 35 points. And in the first half, he had pretty much gotten about 20 something, 28 points. So he was well on his way to having the game tied up for me.
Yeah.
But, in the second half, he kind of disappeared a little bit, and there was a 80-yard pass play that he broke free, scored a touchdown, which would have sealed up the game, which would have sent me to the playoffs and would have eliminated Adam's team, LMAOF. But it was called back for holding. And lo and behold, he didn't touch the football the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And so everybody's playoffs and everything else, so LMAOF or whatever his name is, wins the league, that would have been all erased and I would have won. Ergo, I would have won. So I would have been the champion last year.
Well, I don't know about that part. I don't know how you would have played in the playoffs, but
wonderfully.
But yes, that was the Bengals against the Steelers. And I was at Buffalo Wild Wings watching that game. And I'll tell you this, that was, in full disclosure, that was an awful holding call. It was actually a makeup call, like an obvious makeup call from early in the game when the Steelers got screwed on a call.
Right.
Yeah, it was sickening to watch. Absolutely sickening. You know, obviously I'm cheering for the Steelers, but I wish that touchdown would have stood for you.
He didn't touch the ball the rest of the game, and he really only would have needed one or two passes or catches, and that would have been it, and that 80-yard catch would have just sealed it up and I wouldn't have to worry about it. But yeah, it was and then he just didn't touch the ball the rest of the game. So
yeah,
very heartbreaking. I'm sure everybody felt that way too going.
Yeah, well, they do now.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. For me, I've got a couple, but you know, that just really stick out. But if I had to pick one, it must have been 10 years ago now. I was in a work league, and I was playing. It was my first year in the work league. I was kind of the new young guy in the town. Nobody really knew what to expect from me. And I was playing another guy who knew a little bit about fantasy football. His name was Matt, who, you know, talked a lot of smack throughout the year. And he saw me as, a formidable opponent by this point in the season. It was later in the season. And he had jumped out to a pretty, pretty surmountable lead. And then it was a Sunday night game. He really pulled ahead. I think he was up by 20. It was like 24 points or something like that. He was up, and all I had left for me on Monday night was Dallas Clark, tight end for the Indianapolis Colts. And 24 points, even though it was full PPR, that is not something that's typically attainable for tight ends. So I did not feel good. And, you know, I was kind of on the playoff bubble. Anyway, so didn't feel good. He was talking a lot of smack throughout the day. I didn't even bother watching the game, but I did walk by the TV on the very first play of the game. I'll never forget the TV was on the game in my bedroom, and I walked by And then as I walked by, the very first play of the game, Peyton Manning throws to Dallas Clark for a 80-yard touchdown on the very first play of the game to Dallas Clark. So that is a 15-point play on the very first play of the game. All I need is like 9 more points the rest of the game to kind of, you know, to be in it and to win the game. I think he ends up having like 180 receiving yards. I think they said it was the 4th best game ever, fantasy game ever for a tight end. And I end up crushing Matt that game. And it was such an awesome win, to come in that next Tuesday at work and kind of throw it right back at him. So, but I'll just never forget seeing that play and saying, I don't believe what I just saw. I'm actually in this thing. And that's kind of the beauty of fantasy football, is how games can kind of be turned on a dime like that. But that probably would be it for me. I wanted to stick with the positive because I have a lot of bad beats that I could definitely talk about and remember exactly how they happened. So
I can't get over that was 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. not a single thing could trump that.
Well, like I said, there have been some more memorable bad ones, but I'm going to stick with the positive.
Right.
All right. Hey, so.
Well, don't we have to thank our sponsor?
Oh, you do have to thank our sponsor. Go ahead.
This is what pays the bills.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Not the fans. The fans definitely don't do that.
No, they suck. I'd like to thank one of a favorite lunch spot, especially for delivery, is Mamma Mia's Pizzeria. 100% real mozzarella cheese. They make their fresh dough every day. I actually like one of their subs. It's called the Nightmare Sub. It's got pepperoni, mushrooms, onions, banana peppers, mozzarella cheese, pizza sauce, and your first clue to the scavenger hunt of a lifetime. Mamma Mia's Pizzeria. You'll be blown away with our freshness. Just mention Fantasy Football and you'll get a special discount and hopefully more time on that scavenger hunt. You'll need it.
That's great. Great. Manager Marjorie Deal Armstrong is a huge fan of the show. We just want to say, hey, Marjorie.
Thanks. You've really helped us out.
Yeah. Oh, God bless her. All right, great. All right, you ready to talk about quick hits?
Yes.
This won't take long. Don't worry.
Yeah, it'll be quick.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so just as we've done the last couple episodes, we'll just kind of break his team down by position, starting with quarterback, and then just kind of talk about who's keepable, droppable, potentially tradable, and then what we think his budget will be going into this year's draft. So first of all, at quarterback, first I want to talk about Matt Ryan. Let's see, who else does he have here? He has Matt Ryan and really Eli Manning. That's it. So Matt Ryan go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, so Matt Ryan would be $12, Eli Manning $6. Who would you keep and why?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about it. Matt Ryan being my top 10 quarterback, ergo, I probably would try to stick with him. And, you know, in this year, that may be his best play because this should be a more positive year for Matt Ryan. He should bounce back. And I know you're going to want Matt Ryan to be successful now that you've just traded for Julio Jones. So you'll probably have a higher opinion on him now. Typically, probably in a normal year, I would probably stick with Eli. And this year he'd be good. So let's go with Matt Ryan. Actually, I would keep him for $12.
Okay. So I will tell you that when I originally looked at this, I would not – I would not keep either one. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan was just not good last year. He was a quarterback number two. Mm-hmm. Not somebody I would keep for $12. I mean, if you want him, I think you could get him back for $7 or $8. I don't disagree with keeping him for $12. I mean, 2 years ago, just 2 years ago, he was the quarterback number two overall. So I don't think that's crazy to keep him for $12. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks thrown back in. Having said that, though, I think I'm with you that, yeah, I think he may keep Matt Ryan for $12.
Especially when we quickly scan hit the rest of his roster. He's got a lot of capital to play with.
Yep, exactly. So, okay. All right, so let's move on to running back. He has Jeremy Hill. DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram. CJ Anderson. Adrian Peterson. James Conner. Terrence West. And Chris Carson. I'll tell you what, if this was 2009, this team would be dynamite.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy Hill wouldn't be on the team. CJ Anderson would.
Everybody.
I don't think anybody would be on the team except for Adrian Peterson. If that's what you're trying to get at, then yeah, I agree.
It would still be better.
Yeah.
So let's go through these one by one. First of all, Jeremy Hill.
It's his most expensive one.
Yes, $26 to keep. He kept him last year, which is the second year of just head scratching keeps by Quick Hits. You know, the year before they kept Justin Forsett, who I think was cut, you know, a week after they decided to keep him. Jeremy Hill last year, they draft Joe Mixon and have Gio Bernard. And for some reason, they keep him for $23. He signs with the Patriots in the offseason. Obviously, a definite drop. But, I'm not sure he'll even make the team there in New England.
Yeah, and even if he does, he's one of many. And, you know, why would you want to invest that money at all in a crapshoot?
Yep. So, in keeping with the theme of Quick Hits running backs, DeMarco Murray, also without an NFL team, much like Jeremy Hill probably will be here in a few months. You know, I don't know. What do you think about is there any landing spot for him to where you would keep him? He would be $20 this year. Is there any landing spot for him to where you would feel comfortable keeping him?
Well, I mean, no. Especially for $20, no. There's not a single landing spot. Even if he went
in Indianapolis. What do you think?
No. Uh-uh.
No.
No. $20, I feel like, in Tennessee, he was the guy going into the season. And I think $15 at that time was fine.
Yeah.
But $20 now, even if he was still there, is too much.
Okay. All right. Mark Ingram, he would be deep. We both had him as a top 10. I think he was our consensus number 10 running back when we did our running back ranking show.
Yeah.
Obviously, just has a 4-game suspension. What do you make of Mark Ingram?
Yeah, I mean, again, you want to have – it's always nice having a good running back going in. The only question mark with him is once he's done with his 4-game suspension, are they going to just insert him as he was last year? Which, if they are, great. And $17 is a great discount for that. Are they going to trade him like I keep alluding to, which I have no sources other than my own sources telling me this. So you don't try to look for this on the national news.
You don't have any sources other than your own sources.
Right. I don't have any national news sources that are telling me this. This is coming from my internal information. I don't know if he'll actually be traded, but you know, if he does, he's still going to be valuable. So he's one that I would keep for $17. And I think it would be, I think he's going to be inserted right back into the roster and be active as he was last year.
I'll tell you what. So here's the thing with Ingram. He's suspended for 4 games. Their bye week is week 6. So he can come back for week 5 for a game, but then got another game out. So really, you're going half a season before you can even utilize him.
Right.
I'm with you. I think they ship him out. I mean, I try and get something for him. Yeah. But he's kind of like, you know, he's kind of like Jerick McKinnon was last year. He's in a contract year. Don't expect him to be a Saint next year. So maybe you hold on to him, maybe not so much for this year because he may kind of screw your team a bit, but just hope he lands in a better spot next year. $17, you can take that hit. That's not, especially as little money as Quick Hits is going to spend this year, you've got to keep him.
Right.
But yeah, the coaching staff came out and said, Kamara, if we give him more than 15 carries a game, we have failed. So they do not plan on having Kamara as, you know, getting 20 to 25 carries a game. So when Ingram comes back, he will have a role. They've also said that they don't plan on signing a veteran. So, you know, the thing with Quick Hits, though, is by week seven, he may be out of the playoff hunt, which a player like Mark Ingram doesn't really help you, you know, coming back halfway through the season. So it'll be interesting to see that.
But Sean Payton also said that he would be welcome to having Adrian Peterson come back as well.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Which is odd, because he just wanted him to, what, just make sure the grass didn't grow too tall?
Yeah, there's no chance of that happening.
Yeah, yeah. So it could be a quick hits keeps Mark Ingram and Adrian Peterson in hopes that they play.
He's going to handcuff the second most valuable running back on a team.
Yes.
Yeah.
For that.
Okay. CJ Anderson just recently signed with the Panthers. We've talked about him a bit the last couple of shows. He would be also $17 to keep.
Yeah, I say I keep him. I'm excited about that position for him. I think he'll be utilized a lot. Even if it's, you know, he's going to be doing a lot of the dirty work. I think that'll lead to short touchdowns. I think that'll lead to big games in spots, or big, you know, positive fantasy points for your team. And maybe either or on this one with Ingram and Anderson, but I wouldn't be shocked if he kept both of them, because that's only $34 into your running backs. And again, when you look at the overall team, he's going to have some capital, so he can put the rest of his money towards whoever he wants, whoever's available. So I don't have a problem with him keeping Anderson. I would probably keep him.
Yeah, I lean towards dropping him. But, you know, again, I guess, yeah, this is one that wait till preseason. Maybe you see, get a little bit more intel on how they're using him and take it from there.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson, much like DeMarco Murray and, you know, CJ Anderson a week ago, does not have an NFL team.
Right.
$15, he's an obvious drop.
Right.
James Conner, $9. He's an obvious drop.
Wait a second. He what spot did he finish in jersey sales last year?
He was up there. I know he started the season as number one.
And how many fantasy points does that count?
Well, I know there was a lot of Steelers fans very excited about that pick, but it did not account for a lot of fantasy.
There's not like 1 point per 1,000 jerseys sold in your scoring. Okay, well, all right. Well, then let's drop them.
Yeah, drop them. Hey, it's a good point. In keeping with the theme, Terrence West, currently without an NFL team. he would be $11 to keep. I say drop.
Yeah. Is Chris Carson on a team?
Oh, Chris Carson. Yeah. Sorry. Chris Carson. Sorry. Last running back there.
Yeah.
His rookie. He's a drop.
So when watching Quick Hits this year formulate his team, just keep in mind he's a soothsayer on percentages of players that will probably fall next year.
He is the only team owner who can actually watch the games with the players on his team.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on to receiver.
Yeah.
Receiver front than I think the running back front for him.
Yeah.
He has Stephon Diggs, Jarvis Landry, Emmanuel Sanders, Ted Ginn, Dante Moncrief, Zay Jones, and Brandon Marshall.
Right.
Stephon Diggs, $15, the most slam dunk keep on, or one of the most slam dunk keeps on his team.
Yes. I agree. Although he didn't make our top 15. Did you have him?
No, I didn't. But what I did say is I caveated it with a new quarterback. I would not be surprised if he, if Kirk Cousins latches on to Diggs as his number one guy. I think Diggs is talented enough.
Right.
He's more injury prone than Thielen, but he's going to be fantasy relevant.
Okay. I agree. 100%.
All right. So this next one is tough. Jarvis Landry, $20. If Jarvis Landry's in Miami, this is a no-brainer for me to keep. In Cleveland, what do you got? What do you think?
Well, I my instinct tells me to drop him at $20 just because of the uncertainty. And even still, where's his success in receptions? Not so many yards and not so much touchdowns. And my gut is to say drop him, and you could probably get him for cheaper.
Okay. You know, him just, I think, just the fantasy name. I don't know that you can get him for cheaper, but I don't know that he's a player you want for $20 anyway. But,
well, yeah.
My inclination was keep. You know, the other thing you have to take into account is Bob is a Browns fan, so we'll see how that plays into it too.
Yeah, he may be really excited.
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders, $19 to keep. I think he's a drop. I think he's somebody you can get back cheaper.
Yeah, and again, unstable quarterback.
Yeah.
Not because Case is not a good quarterback, but you just don't know how he's going to be in a new team. And with really only 1 year under his belt, that was successful.
Okay. We just talked about him. Ted Ginn, $8. He's a drop for me.
Is he still in the NFL?
He is still in the NFL, actually. Yeah, he will have a role in the Saints, but Father Time is getting the best of him.
Yeah.
Okay, Dante Moncrief, $15, just signed with Jacksonville. He's a drop for that amount.
Yep. You really liked him last year, and he did not do anything.
I liked him with Andrew Luck, yes, and yeah. You're right. Yeah, Andrew Luck didn't play. So Zay Jones, $11 or $16 to keep as a rookie. He's a drop for me.
Yeah, didn't he get arrested or something?
He did. The other thing, too, is that quarterback situation is unknown. You also don't know if he's the number one or is it Kelvin Benjamin. So,
yeah,
get him for cheaper if you like him.
With a name like Zay, you just give him away.
Good. All right. And then finally, keeping with the theme of quick hits, Brandon Marshall, currently without an NFL team.
He is on the NFL Network, though, I believe.
I don't know how much that counts.
Yeah.
He's a drop.
Right.
All right. This is unreal.
Yeah.
All right. Now getting to the real strength of quick hits. The strongest position they have is tight end. They have Martellus Bennett, Benjamin Watson, and Hunter Henry. Martellus Bennett, $17. Again, retired, no. Currently without an NFL team.
Yeah.
So he's a drop.
Yeah.
Ben Watson, again, returns to the Saints. I actually think that he will have some fantasy relevance this year. Not enough to keep for $5, though.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, he's got to be mid-30s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's at least. Yeah, I think he's 34 at least. Yeah. Yeah, put your hands together for Mr. Benjamin and Watson. Sexual chocolate.
Yeah.
Lastly, just the stalwart of this team, you know, Hunter Henry, $6.
Was he not a rookie last year?
He was not. That was his second year last year. So going into his third season, Gase is totally phased out. Surprised he's not on Quick Hits team because he is currently without an NFL team.
right.
So Hunter Henry, $6 to keep. That's the definite keep. And I will be honest, I tried trading for Hunter Henry today. Just, you know, like most people do in early May, they do not respond to trade offers. right. So Bob Rocky never got back to me.
That's right.
So we
have five. I have five people that I kept with Ingram and Anderson, Diggs, Ryan, and Henry. Is that what you agreed on?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Looking at this right now, if I was this team, I would keep three. I would keep Ingram, Diggs, and Henry. And I would just start over from scratch, spending with those three. you are spending $38.
Right.
And just totally start over.
Yep.
You know, if you have Matt Ryan, I guess you're at $50. CJ Anderson, now you're at $67. I guess that's still not bad. It's just that those two, you know, CJ Anderson, I don't think I would keep him. I don't know. I think I would just totally start over. Ingram, Diggs, Henry, and just $38 and just totally start over from scratch and try and, you know, this team needs to, they need to spend $60 on Saquon Barkley and a couple rookie receivers and just have a go at it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and you're right. And I mean, if he drops Ryan, it wouldn't, that would be just fine. But, you know, not everybody has the same philosophy about quarterbacks. They,
right.
In fantasy football, as in real life, you need to have the best quarterback and pay for it. When, in fact, I mean, you could probably even get a Philip Rivers for probably a dollar because everybody forgot about him, and he's just as good as Matt Ryan.
Right.
Given year. So I don't want to give that away as insider information, but let's face it, it is. But,
yeah. Nobody in this league listens to the show anyway, so we're fine.
Yep. We'll be good.
Yeah. This, again, you know, if we're doing senior superlatives, this is a team most likely to get Saquon Barkley. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, maybe if they get another running back, rookie running back in the draft. But we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, great show. I didn't think that this episode would last more than 10 minutes.
Well, yeah.
We just can't help ourselves.
We can't. Well, join us next time for an evaluation of show TDs.
I think it's show me your TDs.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
All right. Well, hey, that's it for the Fancy Boys signing off.
Fading out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.